Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another video. My favorite day of the week is Monday, but if I were to pick my second favorite day of the week, it would be Sunday. And I think a huge reason why is because it's my reset day. I'm able to really prep for the week ahead. I get to go over all the things that I'm going to be looking forward to. And it just feels like a day where I can just do a little bit of bed rotting and relaxing, but also a little bit of productivity because I just combine both of them and make the perfect day ever. So today I'm going to be sharing with you guys the system that I have in place for what I do every single Sunday to prepare for the week ahead. It essentially makes my week extremely effortless. I can function better. I am enjoying my life more. I feel like I can check more things off my list. I am just doing a little bit of everything so that my week can flow perfectly. And I really wanted to create this video for you guys for a multitude of reasons. But one of the things that I have been noticing in all of my consult calls is that you guys do not have good systems in place for your week. You guys will do what you have to do, like go to work, wake up, go to bed, eat. But all the things that should be in between those moments, you're not really maximizing. And I don't know if it's because you've gotten into such a routine of just flowing and not really adding more to the schedule, but I kind of remember back to a few years ago when I was just operating in a way that didn't allow growth. I didn't have what I needed because I was maybe overwhelmed or anxious or just not extremely excited about my week. So I want to get you guys re-inspired to start living again and implementing things that are necessary in your life to enjoy it more, because sometimes we do have to make sacrifices and we do have to surrender. We do have to put certain systems in place for the overall image of our life to be better. And that just takes a lot of planning and making sure that you're doing it properly. So again, I'm gonna be sharing my personal system and making the rest of my week perfect with the systems that I created. So the first thing should come at no surprise for anyone, if you've been following me for some time, is I clean every Sunday before my week ahead. Now, I want to kind of break down my cleaning schedule for you guys, and I'm definitely planning on doing like an entire video about how I clean my house in particular and how it works for me with working here, making sure that I can live here, that I am able to have like all the mental clutter just completely out. But my Sunday cleaning is a little bit more intense. I am reorganizing things. I'm putting away laundry. A lot of the times I will wash my comforter or my sheets on Sundays. So I actually put my comforter in the dryer 2 to 3 times and it's still a little bit damp. So I hang it over the door. Like it's my own little system of how I get everything just looking right and smelling good and preparing it for the week ahead. I do not like visual clutter because it causes me to have mental clutter. I don't want to go into my week with feeling like I have a million things that I have to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I do all of that on Sunday. I also do like the major things that I don't want to do during the week, whether that is cleaning my bathrooms. I try to do one big project of organization every single week. So this week in particular, I'm thinking about putting some things up in my attic, and that's my way of just really getting some visual clutter out of the way so that I can prepare for spring and summer and really enjoy my week. So cleaning every Sunday, preparing for Monday, having a more deep clean, a reset routine that allows you to have a clean, beautiful, tranquil space that brings you peace and comfort and not chaos. Okay, my second thing that I do to prepare for my week ahead is I will review my calendar for the week and my schedule overall and really just get a good grasp on it. I like to know what's coming up. There's always something. I know that you guys know that as you get older, every other week is somebody's birthday, there's a holiday, there's a family party, there's somewhere that you have to be, and it's just constant, it's nonstop. So having a calendar that you color coordinate and you organize and you make sure that it's visual and that you're excited about looking at it, it makes it a little bit easier to analyze. So I will analyze it, I will add things, I will write different things like digitally or even just on paper of what I need to purchase or get together that week that would help for that specific thing. So let's just say I have a family party on Saturday, which I actually do. I have to go to the grocery store and get stuff to make a dish to bring. So I'm going to make pasta salad. So maybe on Wednesday, I will go to the grocery store and get everything I need to make that pasta salad for the party. So this is kind of how I will schedule things. I review it, I analyze it, I add things to it, and then I kind of go off of that calendar schedule to what else I need to do to make that easier to manage. I like to have a life that's easy to manage. Now, of course, the more that you add to your life, the more things that are a responsibility of yours, it's going to feel like a lot. But if you create the right systems, you can actually manage it with ease. And that's kind of what I tell myself. I think the affirmation alone really helps, is just, I can handle it. I carry a lot, but I carry it well. And these are just things that I constantly tell myself to get through the week and get excited about it. So having a calendar, do not ever be someone who schedules things last minute. That's like a non-negotiable for me. Be someone who knows exactly when you're going to see certain people, knows exactly when you're going to go out, when you're going to be home, when you're going to shop, when you're going to go to the gym. Like, really look at that calendar, that schedule, and review it. And this will allow you to have a nice, fresh mind about the week ahead, and that you're not going to be totally shocked that it's somebody's birthday on Thursday. You already knew because you reviewed it on Sunday. So a few things that I would personally review for the week that's like pretty important is like brand deadlines, like sponsorships, like when I need to send that to my managers to get it to go live. It could even just be anything for my podcast alone, because there's a lot of deadlines for that. Also, date nights, reviewing that. Coaching calls, you guys know that I do consults, so I like to really see who's coming up this week and what I'm going to be essentially talking about, because everybody has a different topic that I need to bring to the call, especially if this is a reoccurring client of mine. So I like to just have a pretty good grasp on all of those things for the week ahead. Number three for something that I plan for the week ahead, and this is really big for me, is my food for the week. Now, if you don't already know this about me, I have been using CookUnity, which is a meal service, every single week, and they actually deliver on Sundays. So it prepares you for your week automatically. You literally get however many meals that you have purchased with the service sent to you. I get it usually Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon latest. And it's my way of kind of knowing, okay, these are the meals that are definitely in my fridge. What else can I plan around this so that I know how I'm going to be eating for the rest of the week? So I essentially plan my eating schedule. It allows me to feel prepared. It allows me to be more healthy and intentional with my eating, because if I just base how I want to eat off of day to day, I'm going to make bad eating choices. So,
want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, usually throughout the week, I will have whatever I planned on Sunday. And then maybe in the midweek, I will alter a few of those things because I don't like to have just one specific day that I pick for everything I'm going to eat that week. But Cook Unity makes it so easy because I get sent 4 meals, so that's 4 meals I don't have to worry about. I could, of course, get more, but 4 is enough for me because I know that I do go out to dinner with my boyfriend one time during the week or out to dinner with my friend another time, so that's another 2 meals that are guaranteed for the week. So I make sure that I'm planning my other meals on Sunday. Maybe I want to do like a parfait for lunch every single day leading up until maybe Thursday, let's just say. And then from Thursday to Sunday, I might want to do like eggs or egg salad. I prefer egg salad. Like that's my thing. So things like that, making sure that I get my grocery list together, things that I need to buy, even if I'm going to be like cooking for something or I have something coming up that requires me to have to go to the store and shop. This is when I do it. I really just like to have everything in front of me. When you write it down, when you prepare, when you're intentional, you make better choices. And for me, especially after my weight loss, I really want to make sure that I'm implementing these healthy habits in my wellness, diet, and health routine that actually allow me to perform at my best every single week. I do not like to rely on motivation during the week. I rely more on preparation. It allows me to show up better for myself every single day. Now, on the topic of grocery shopping or just shopping in general, this is when I go around my house and see what needs to be refilled. I know that that sounds kind of weird, but you'd be surprised. When you have systems in place, the worst thing that can happen to you in the middle of your routine is running out of something, not realizing that you ran out of it. So I spend Sundays looking through my shower, my makeup, even just different things that I'm using throughout the week, like cleaning products, and seeing what needs to be repurchased. I like to really analyze this so that I can go on Amazon, you know, buy each thing that I need, and now we'll never run out. There is nothing worse than washing your hands, realizing you don't have paper towels or that you're using the bathroom, you don't have toilet paper. This is when I do it. So I refill all of my wellness and my daily necessities. And that is how I make sure that I don't ever catch myself not having something. I don't like that feeling and it can throw off my entire day. So this is the day to do it. I actually just realized yesterday that I was pretty much done with my eyebrow pencil. There is nothing worse than me walking around with eyebrows that are undone, especially if I'm doing my makeup. So I made sure that I added that to my list and got that today. And that is just kind of how I like to purchase things. So I will use Sundays to refill all of my needs. And what's good about having a designated day for this is it allows you to get more of what you need and things that you want to replenish versus things that you're just getting for the sake of getting it. I don't overshop and overbuy as much when I try to really get a good grasp on what is needed and what needs to be refilled. And of course, there could be little things that we see that we want along the way, but again, it's just about having what is necessary to get you through the week and to allow your systems to function as they should. Okay, next up is I plan my workout schedule. Now, my workout schedule is pretty easy, so this plan is very short, but I figured I would add this to the list because maybe some of you guys want to plan it more intricately than I do. What works for me is I've been doing the same workouts every single day that I have designed for that workout every single week for years. It's just what works for me, especially since my weight loss. I will do legs on a certain day, upper body on a certain day, back on a certain day, and then I kind of just repeat. And it's what has been allowing me to just do these things subconsciously. I don't want to show up to the gym and not know what equipment I'm going to be using and go into it with all of this anxiety of like, oh my God, what should I do? Am I going to get a good workout in? No, I already have my workout planned. It's ready to go. It's what I know works. I sweat. I feel it in my muscles. Sometimes I'll increase the weight. Sometimes I'll do something a little extra. But for the most part, I know exactly what I'm getting out of this workout. So I like to go over my schedule for the week and maybe I have to alter certain days. Maybe, for instance, I have to be in the city on Tuesday for a meeting and I'm not going to be able to make it to my workout that day. So what I'll do is I will add that workout in on a different day of the week and really just configure my schedule that way. So that's kind of what I do. So while I'm sitting down, looking over my calendar and my schedule for the week, that's kind of when I also make a mental note of which days I'm going to the gym and which exercises I'm doing on those days. So that's kind of how I plan my workout schedule. But of course, if you're someone who is new to this attending of the gym situation, definitely sit down and plan your workouts. Figure out what leg exercises you want to do, how many sets, how many reps, write it out in your notes app. Even create yourself a cute little playlist so that you know exactly what music you want to listen to for each day. It allows you to get excited, you romanticize the routine more, and you'll show up prepared. There's nothing worse than not being prepared. So prepare yourself today. Prepare yourself every single Sunday, and you'll go into the week refreshed, ready, and you'll do things more subconsciously rather than always feeling the need to put all this mental and physical effort into everything. Decision fatigue is real, so I remove the decision at all. Okay, number six is something that I think a lot of you corporate girlies or just like 9-to-5 girlies will really enjoy, and it's I choose my main outfits for the week. You guys know that I obviously film, I also have consults, I go to the gym, there are different things that I do throughout the week like date nights and seeing my family and going out with my friends. This is when I start to really prepare my outfits for the week. I'm more so focused on it when it pertains to work because for the most part, I do not overshop like I used to. I used to shop for YouTube and I shit you guys not. I used to buy myself clothes every single week because I didn't like being an outfit repeater. It was something that I was super against, and I don't know why. It's such a weird thing to be obsessed about, but I always just wanted to show up my best for you guys every single week. And because I film multiple times a week, I was shopping quite a bit. Now I have a better system in place where I prepare my outfits in advance. I try to find clothes that maybe I haven't worn in a few years. I'll bring them to the front and I will plan that outfit for a video that I have. It allows me to save money, be more intentional, and to stop doing things unnecessarily. And it's just ridiculous. So I like to plan my outfits for each video for different console calls. For the most part, I wear like the same type of outfit for my consults because I like to look pretty chic, but still very comfortable because it's right as soon as I finish with my cleaning routine. So what I do is I wake up, I do my morning, I clean, and then right after my cleaning routine is when I start my consult calls. So I like to have an outfit that I know I'm just gonna wanna wear that I'll be comfortable in my house for a few hours while I'm speaking to people, but that doesn't look like a total disaster of an outfit. So that is kind of what I like to do. If you're a corporate girly, if you're a 9-to-5 girly, if you're someone who struggles with picking out your outfits every week and it's a lot of stress for you, now is the time to do it. Pick them out on Sunday. Figure out which configuration of a pant and a shirt option that you want, or a dress and a heel, whatever it is, pick it out in advance. And if you have events coming up, like somebody's birthday or a date night, now's the day to pick it. I do not like, right before I'm about to head out, struggling to figure out what outfit I'm gonna wear. It's like the worst feeling ever. So being more prepared, having these things at the front of the closet, setting them aside, and knowing kind of an idea of what you're going to just grab for which day and for which event or for which situation you have going on is perfect, and it allows you to be out the door quicker. Everybody's talking about weight loss injections right now because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering your blood sugar and reducing your appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight, but you're not interested in those painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of the intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings, so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter that only has a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition have created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and a free rush shipping so you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Visit takelean.com and enter Hail Yes for your discount. That's promo code Hail Yes at takelean.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Okay, guys, we're almost done. We're on number 7. So I like to spend 30 minutes to an hour on finances. This is the wah-wah-wah part of Sundays, but it is quite important. I think it's important to check your bank account. Look at your savings account. This is the time to get a little logical about your finances so that you know what the week holds and where your money is going to be going and how it's going to be spent. This is going to help you stay on top of your goals, to budget properly, to save properly, to do whatever you need to do to make sure that your money is flourishing and looking good and that you have a good grasp on what it's looking like. I think that it's a way calmer feeling to know what you have, how you spend it, where it's going, when you're looking at it regularly. They say that people who are constantly looking at their bank account and checking it and making sure that they are having a good grasp on their spendings definitely make better financial choices. I remember when I was just spending frivolously and not being super smart financially, I found that I was really not looking at my account. I wasn't really analyzing month to month what I was spending, where the money was going, how it was leaving my account. And when I started getting better at budgeting, looking at things, seeing where my money went, seeing how I can maybe get rid of certain subscriptions and add certain things that make my life maybe easier or allow me to spend less or whatever the case is, that is when I've been able to keep my money for longer, let's just say. Looking at it, making sure that you're budgeting properly, that you're saving properly, that you have a good view of the week ahead and where your money is going to go, that will help you with creating bigger opportunities for yourself financially. Okay, number 8 is I do what is called a brain dump of everything that I have had on my mind that I need to just get out on paper. As a creative girly who's always thinking about things, I think it can be quite overwhelming when we have so many plans for ourselves. Like, I know you guys can relate to when you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to be here, you want to be there, and you're realizing, holy crap, how am I going to be able to do all of these things at once? And you're not going to be able to. You're just overthinking, over obsessing, and getting excited and manifesting. But when you write it down on paper, when you put it into a brain dump, it allows you to release these chaotic thoughts and get a little bit more centered. So there could be certain things that I want to do for my house, for instance, like getting new solar lights for my front entrance so that my house can be well lit. But I also need some new flowers for my garden. And I also need to get a card for somebody's birthday. And then maybe I even need to get a new water bottle because I lost mine. And you have all these thoughts that come to your brain throughout the day, get them all out on your Sunday. And I even like to, whenever I have a brain dump idea, I will write it in my notes app. And I write it immediately so that I don't forget it. So this is my time to really go through my notes app and see what I wrote down and then put it on the Sunday brain dump so that I can figure out, okay, well, have I even attended to this situation yet? Have I remembered to go back and get this one thing that I said I was gonna get? No, okay, so now I have to go get it. And this allows you to get a little bit more organized, to prepare for certain things that you want to maybe allocate money for, and try to get a little bit more of a grasp on your thoughts, ideas, your creative things that you're thinking about, and your goals. If it's living in my head, it is stealing energy from me. So I need to release that energy so that I can just be a more productive girl, okay? And a lot of times, it just takes showing your brain this thing more than once for you to do it, and that's okay. So maybe you thought of it one day when you were in the car and you wrote it in your notes app, and now you're writing it on your brain dump on Sunday, and now you're actually gonna go do it. Whatever it is. These could be things that you are avoiding, things that you need to buy, things that you need to do. It could be literally anything, but write it down and get a good visual of it. Okay, number 9 is I do my beauty maintenance reset. I love Sundays for this exact reason, because this is a day where I will wash my hair, I will install my quick weave, I will groom my eyebrows, I will do my red light therapy mask, I will possibly go to the nail salon and get my nails done and my toes done, depending on if that's the week that I need to do it. This is a day where I do anything that has to do with my visual glow up and appearance. I love taking it an extra mile on Sundays. I always take care of myself every day. That's just a part of my daily routine. But this is the day to do all of like the deeper, more obnoxious stuff, like washing your hair. I know for me, it's a whole process. I have to take out my quick weave, wash my natural hair, blow it out, reinstall it. And that takes hours and hours of my day. I much rather do it on a Sunday when my week has not begun yet than doing it in the middle of the week when I have a million things to do. Because usually my weeks are quite chaotic. I have a lot of different brand deals I have to film. I have to answer a lot of emails. I have a ton of consults. There's not a lot of time for me to just spend hours maintaining my look. So Sundays are my day to do that. This is your day, guys. Get all of the things together that you need to do, your everything shower, your nails, your brows, your lashes, your hair, anything. This is the day to do it. Your maintenance routine should be started at the very beginning of the week so that you can maintain it throughout the week with a lot less time. I like being high maintenance once a week so that every other day of the week, I can be a little bit more low maintenance and it still looks good. And number 10, which is my favorite part of my Sunday, it really just kind of ties everything together, and it's I romanticize my Sunday evening. This is when I get my tea, I put on my robe, I just got out of my shower, I put on Love Island, and I just relax. It's so important to incorporate leisure into your routine, and I do believe that it should be put in your systems, because a lot of the times we will ignore ourselves needing that and we'll try to find ways to go around just doing things for the sole purpose that it causes us to feel good, that it allows us to relax, that it makes us feel happy. And this is something that I think you should schedule into any routine that you are building for your life. I perform better in life when I make sure that I'm tending to my feminine energy and essence. And a huge part of that essence is relaxation. It's recharging, it's resetting, it's turning my brain off, it's enjoying small moments. I am my best when I can just be a woman that flows and is able to just move well throughout my week. I would not be able to move well throughout my week if I did not incorporate leisure into my routine. Now is the time, ladies. I don't care if you're a highly ambitious woman. I don't care if you have kids. I don't care if you have a million things on your plate. Please put leisure into your life. Yes, it is a luxury, but it should not be. And it should be something that is a necessity. It should be something that is a non-negotiable. So whatever that looks like, it could be as simple as sitting in a room, listening to spa music, just relaxing and closing your eyes. I don't care what it is that you're implementing, but please, on your Sunday routine, and even throughout your week, dare I say, put some leisure in that routine. Romanticize your evenings, romanticize moments so that you can recharge fully and show up as your best self every single day. It is so crucial and it's so important for your growth, for your evolution, for your prosperity, and for your happiness. I do not spend Sunday dreading Monday. I spend my Sunday preparing for my beautiful week ahead. And this is kind of how I've been able to do it. I hope that this maybe inspired you guys to create your own little effortless checklist for your Sunday so that you can have a perfect week as well. Obviously, not every week is going to look exactly the same, but one thing I do know is that I have a lot of balance. I show up as my best self and I'm able to really check a lot of things off my list because I've created the perfect system to do that. When you prepare, when you are intentional, when you are creating these things in your life, things just flow a lot better rather than just waking up and letting the day take you wherever it takes you. I am not like that. I used to be like that when I was younger and it worked for the time being, but eventually it stopped working, and creating a lot more intentionality, systems, and habits in my schedule has allowed me to flow a lot better as a woman and get more things done. So I hope that this really inspired you guys. Let me know again down below what you guys have implemented in your Sunday routine that has allowed you to prepare for the amazing week ahead. I would love to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you guys always just being here, supporting me, and listening to my advice. It means the world to me. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next one. Bye, everyone. Mwah.
Pioneer.